Okay, today is Daf Kuf Lamed Vav. We're on Kuf Lamed Vav. We're a nice way down Kuf Lamed Vav. We are. We are.
About 7 lines down when it gets wide.
About 7 lines down when the lines get wide. We're up to Amar of Bibi Barabaya. Amar of Bibi Barabaya. Okay? Now, what's going on? Rabbi Loi said, right, that if you own a sheep together with a partner, you're potter and reishis hages. If you own tzitzis together with somebody, you chayev and tzitzis. You own a house together, you chayev to put up a makeh. All these other things, he said, you chayev. When it comes to reishis hages, for some reason, Rabbi Loi said, you potter. You don't have to, if you own a sheep together with a partner, you potter to give the wool to the kohen. You potter. Okay? Fine. Now, Amar of Bibi Barabaya, less nuhu lahani klali. It's not true that Rabbi Loi said yesterday, Rava said that Rabbi Loi held that in all these other cases, two partners that own an animal together are chayev. Says Rav Bibi Barabaya, that's not true. Less nuhu lahani klali. It's not true. None of that is true. He never holds, if you're a partner, you're not chayev in anything. You're a partner. You don't really own those tzitzis. You only half own it. Titania, behema hashutfin. Chayevis b'bechara. Behemoths that have partners, you chayev to give a bechar. Rabbi Eloi, petura. He said, no, you're not. You don't have to give bechar if you're a partner. And you're not a goy. Even a Jew. Two Jews are partners. How do you know? My time with Rabbi Eloi. Why? Dichsiv. Bekarcha v'tzoncha. In singular. Right. Only if you own it by yourself. I've oksiv bekarcha v'tzonchem. But there's another passage that says it in plural. That just meant, says the Gemara, now the kul Yisrael. It applies to every Jew. That's all it meant. Doesn't mean if partners. Amar of Chanina, Misura, Lasnu Hanikali. Another indication that Rabbi Loi does not hold that partners have to give are chayiv in mitzvah, certain mitzvahs. Titania, Behemoth Ashutfin, a behemoth that owned by partners, Chayavis bin Matanos, a chayiv to give Matanos. Rabbi Loi Putter. Rabbi Loi says that's not true. My Taima, what's his reason? Yalif Nesina Misina Mereshis Hagez. It's a gzera shava. Ma lahalan shutvin lo. Afkan shutvin lo. So, another indication. Rava, both of those cases, Rava said yesterday, you do have to do the mitzvah if you have a partner with somebody. And I don't know what Rava's going to do with these brises. I mean, brises that say black and white. Rabbi Eloi held no. Now, v'isal gedaitach truma michayev. What about truma? Let's say you owned the crops together with a partner. You have to give truma? What? Yeah. Sounds like you do, right?
Yeah.
So, Nelef, Messina, Messina, Latruma. Then why wouldn't it be Xerish Ava, Messina, Messina, Latruma? If you held that if two partners own a field, they have to give truma? But, yeah. So then Messina by truma, Messina by Rachel Tagaze, Messina by...
Right.
Messina by... What's the other one we just did? By Martanos. Should all be Chayev. You know what the answer is? Elishmamina, but truma nami potter. Even a truma you don't have to give. You don't have to give truma if you own a field with a partner. Rabbi Loi is so makel. Okay. Okay. E mat truma ba'aretz in bechutz la'aretz lo af matanos ba'aretz in bechutz la'aretz lo. Then if that's true, then if you don't have to give truma by partners, then maybe you don't have to give mat and truma doesn't apply in chutz la'aretz because it only applies in Israel. Then maybe Matanos also doesn't apply in Chutz Laretz. Why should it not apply in Chutz Laretz? There's no reason why it shouldn't. Why shouldn't it apply in Chutz Laretz? No reason why not. Anyway, Amar Rabbi Yossi Minaharbil, in, yes, that's right, exactly right. He holds that Matanos don't apply in Chutz Laretz. So that Truma doesn't apply. Vatanya, and we learned, Rabbi Eloi Omer, Matanos ain't no hegin ela ba'aretz. They only apply in Israel. V'chein hoi Rabbi Eloi Omer, Rishus Hagez, ain't no hegin ela ba'aretz. Ein lechinami, 100%. Okay? My time with Rabbi Loi. What's the reason of Rabbi Loi? 100% sure what this question is. Amar Rava, Yalif Nesina Nesina Mitruma. So those are from Truma. Ma Truma, Ba'aretz in, Bechutz La'aretz lo. Afrei Shazagiz, Ba'aretz in, Bechutz La'aretz lo. What? He's a Tana, he's allowed to. Now, E. Amalei Abaya, 1 second. E. Ma Truma, Toveles. Af Rishus Hagez Tovelis, right? Then if Truba has a din of Tevel, then Rishus Hagez has a din of Tevel. if you use the animal, you don't give the wool, you chayev a karis or something. So no. Amar Kora says voracious gaze tzoncha titein lo. You give the racious a gaze, which means ein lecha bo el mereshiso ve'elech. It has no kedusha until you give the racious a gaze. Not kedusha. It has no status until you give the racious a gaze. So there's no such. When it comes to apples, before you give the apples, it's tevel. You're not allowed to eat an apple until you give the apples to the kohen. You're not allowed to eat them, right? Until you do truma. Right. That apply to rachis agaz? No, the pasuk says no. There's no such thing like that by rachis agaz. It's not called rachis agaz till you give it. By apples, the status of an apple is it's tevel till you give truma. There's no such thing by rachis agaz. No such thing.
Isn't there love associated with truma that just doesn't occur with?
What love? I don't know. Like, don't make sure you give truma. You mean?
Yeah.
Don't not give truma.
Yeah.
Could be. It could be there's a lav. So what?
Well, no, because there's a punishment.
What?
There's a punishment. You only get punishment for lav. Yeah.
The kares.
Kares. Yeah. So that implies that.
Oh, okay. Okay. So fine. Now we have gzeira shava. There would be a gzeira shava.
Right.
Gracious against the truma. Says the Gemara, there is a gzeira shava, but it doesn't go this far, because by rishis agez, no such thing. Rashi says over here, ein lecha bo el rishis silva elech shaha shemeha poresh venasa rishis hu shalo misha hufrash venasa rishis hu shalo. When you give off rishis agez, you can keep the rest for yourself. Avo mei kara, but before that, ein lo elo shemechad. It's only called one thing, meaning. The high ratius to kra yitzeiruhu. The word ratius is extra for a ratius dil el samach v'hayvel el mechtav geis tonecha. So you learn from here that it doesn't. There's no status till you get ratius a geis. Meaning, there's no such thing as tevel ratius a geis. No such thing. So the Gemara says one second. E ma truma chayav mala misa v'chomesh. So if you don't give truma, you chayav misa, and if you want a b'shogig, you chayav a fifth. Af ratius a geis chayav misa v'chomesh. Same thing by ratius a geis. You don't give ratius a geis, you chayav misa. No, Amar Kra, it says Umesu Bo, that for the Truma you get Misa. And it says V'yosef Alav, and you have to get it on a fifth. Alav, V'lo Reshus Hagez. On that, you have to give a fifth, not Reshus Hagez. Bo, on that you chayiv Misa, V'lo Reshus Hagez. And not Reshus Hagez. E ma Truma, Rishon V'sheni, Achreha. Truma has, after Truma comes Maisa Rishon, then Maisa Sheni. Af Reshus Hagez, Rishon V'sheni, Achreha. So too, after Reshus HaGeiz, there should be a first and a second. What they're going to be, I don't know. But another matana to give, maybe to the Levi or something. Amar Kra, Reshus. No, it says Reshus. Ein L'chabo, Ela Reshus Pilvad. There's only one giving. Only one giving. E ma Truma Mechadosh Al Yashon Lo. Af Reshus HaGeiz Mechadosh Al Yashon Lo. Just like by Truma, you're not allowed to give this year's crop for last year's crop. Last year, you didn't give Truma.
Right.
This year, I'll give double the amount of apples. I didn't give last year anything. I was too stingy last year. This year, I'll do it. No such thing. You're not allowed to do that. Maybe Rachel's the case, you're not allowed to do that either. You can't give this year's wool. Last year, I didn't give any wool. This year, I'll give double. The answer is, you're right. You're not allowed to do that, Rachel's the case. You're not allowed to do that. Just like you're not allowed to do it by Truma. You're not allowed to do, you're right. You're right. Because we're comparing Rachel's the case and Truma. So, in some ways, they're not the same. Because they have psukim, in some ways they are. There's one way they are. Vatanya, we actually have brides like this. You have two sheep. Gazez v'hiniach. You shear one sheep now. Then v'gazez v'haniach. The next thing you do another one. Now the minimum is two. According to Beis Shammai, it's two. According to Beis Hillel, it's five. Right? Where those numbers come from? That's tomorrow. Okay. So yeah. So you do one this year, then you do one next year. Right? Gazes v'hiniach, gazes v'haniach. Shnayim v'shlosh shonim, emet starfos. You do this for 2-3 years, and maybe you have a total of five now, they're not mitstarif. In other words, there's no chiyuv to give rishus hageis right now. Why? You don't have enough sheep, and they don't combine year after year. No such thing.
You mean you don't have two?
What?
You don't have two?
In one year you don't have. Well, Bishamai says two. We don't hold like Bishamai. Basil says five. The point is, even if you have five over 3-4 years, you still don't have to give. Why? It's not in 1 year. What do you see? You don't give from last year to this year. You don't do that. Hachamesh. What do you get? Five, Taka. You have five, Taka. for the Mitzdarfin. Then it would combine, right? Even though it's not in the same year, right? Votanya, another brass says, a Mitzdarfin, no such thing. Elishmamina, ha, the first one was Rabbi Loi, who says it's Amistarif. Why is it Amistarif? It's combined to Truma, it's compared to Truma. Vaha, Rabbanon. Who said yes, it's Mistarif? The Rabbanon.
How many years do you have?
What?
How many years do you have?
I don't know. Like 20 years?
So if there were 100 sheep, you only have to get from one of the sheep?
It's tomorrow's daf, really. Oh. How many? Yeah, what the story is. It's very complicated. You have to give. If you have 100 sheep, it's a machlokas in the Gemara. Wait, how much you have to give? Now, the truth is, by the way, it was in the Mishnah we did yesterday. The Mishnah said, it's a very cryptic Mishnah. It said, here. How much? Beshami Omer Mishtei Rechelos. Two. Minimum is two. Beshil Omer Chamesh. Five. Then it says, Rabdosi Ben Hurkas Omer, Chamesh Rechelos Gozezos, Mone Mone Upras. Chayavas Pechreshus Ages. 1.5 mana. What does that mean? Cham omrim rechelos gozos kol shehin. Any amount. What does that mean? So that's tomorrow's daf. So
obviously you can give the ration if you want. Obviously
what?
You can give it whatever you want. It's no chiyah.
So there, you know, I don't know if you can. Are you mekayim a mitzvah? So well, another thing. E matruma gadol b'chayav chayav gadol b'petur putter. You only chayev if it grew, really means it's owned by a Jew. Rashi says, Gadol b'chiyev kigon. Yisrael shalok achsadim en obik achavim kedivar shakamei. We're gonna see in a minute, if the guy owns the field, there's no truma. Well, that's a complicated sugya as well. But that's what the Gemara says right now. By when it comes to truma, it makes a difference who owns the field. Yeah, that's a big machlokas about that. But that's what the Gemara says right now. So, where am I? Right? Af Reishis Ageiz Nami. So Reishis Ageiz should be the same thing. Gadol B'chiyev Chayev. If it was grown by a Jew, you Chayev Reishis Ageiz. B'Potter, Potter. And by a Ptur, you'd be Potter. So, what does that mean, Ptur, you'd be Potter? Let's say the guy raised the sheep, and then you bought them at the last minute or something like that. There's no Chiyev. Why? I didn't raise it. So shouldn't that be the case? Just like by Truma? So Gemara says, if it got by Truma Menolim, how do I know by Truma that's true? How do I know that? Ditanya, because we learned, Yisrael Shalokach Sada B'Surya. If a Jew bought a field in Surya, what's Surya? We'll see in a minute. Me'ovid Kochavim, from a Goy. He bought a field from a Goy in Surya. Ad Shalo Hevi Yishlish, Chayev. If when he bought the field, the crops didn't even grow a third. They didn't even grow a third. They barely grew. So you buy the field now, you're chayev and truma. Why? Because most of the growth was by you. Most of it was by you. Mishivi yishlish, but if it already grew a third, and already took a nice root, not by you, by the goy, so Rabbi Akiva machayev, betosefes. Rabbi Akiva says, okay, you're chayev in the extra. When you bought it, it grew 50%. And when you bought it, now the other 50% was under your jurisdiction. So you're chayef half of whatever you have to give. Why? Half didn't grow by you. That's what Bekiva's avart. Chachamim, potrin. Chachamim say you putter altogether. Why? So we have to see Rashi. Rashi of Besuria. What's Surya? So Rashi says, Aram Tzova. It's an era called Aram Tzova. Shekivsha David. David conquered it. But Velosh may kibush. It doesn't have the. It's in Syria, and David conquered it. But Velosh may kibush. It doesn't have the status of Eretz Yisrael. Velochala ba kedusha zaaretz. It doesn't have the status of Eretz Yisrael kedusha wise. Vikala kedusha sa. It's kedusha, but it has some kedusha. It's something. It's like in the middle.
Yeah, because he didn't conquer Eretz Yisrael first.
Right. So it's in the middle. It has some quasi status. Not full Israel, but it's not. It's not the United States or France, right? V'yesh, what? Yeah, V'yesh Kinyan la'ovid kochavim, lafkia miyad meiser. The goy can own the land, and then there's no chiyuv of meiser. Why? Because it's not fully Israel. Lefikach ein Yisrael chayv la'aser. Therefore, if a Jew buys it, you don't have to take off trumas and meiseres. Ela ala tosefes hashnei shlishim shegadlu etzlo tevel v'chulim u'raven. Except for the second, according to Rabbi Akiva, the second two-thirds that grew when you owned it, right? Because then the tevel and the chulin are mixed into the same apple. But when you bought it, it was only a third. Now, how about Israel, by the way? This is the whole gemara to this line. Avol be'eretz Yisrael, but in Israel, ma'aser ala kol. You have to give ma'aser on everything. You know why? This is a very, very big controversial statement. She'ein kinyan la'ovdei kochavim ba'lafkiyam in ma'aser. Because the fact that a guy owns it in Israel has no bearing on whether you chayav in ma'aser. Has no bearing. Because a guy doesn't have the ability to own land in Israel. It's a big issue. Right. If you hold this for Shemitah. Big issue. Then the Het HaMechira doesn't go anywhere. Right. There's no Het HaMechira.
And this is part of the Gemara that have problems.
Right. So who do we hold like over here? So this Gemara is holding like, you can't get out of Truma by having a Goy own it. It's not an out. In Aram Tova, it's an out. Why? That's not really Israel. Not in Israel, you can't do that. So it's not an out. Just because a Goy owns it, it's irrelevant. It's
you know, if you have to give Truma his field, he doesn't sell it to you. You have to walk into his field and grab it.
No, but the point is, if you buy it at any point, you're chayev. At any point, you're chayev. 99% grew by him, you're chayev. Why? Because you're chayev anyway. You're right. You're not going to force the guy. You're not going to go in with machine guns and tell the guy to give off truma. You're not going to do that. But if you buy it 99% grown, you have to give off truma. Why? Because the chayev never went away. Unlike in Aram Tova, where it's a machokes, Rabbi Kiva. So what about Rishus Hageiz? Right? Right? V'chitei mahachanami. You want to tell me the same thing by Rishus Hageiz? That what? That if the guy, so Rishus Hageiz is not Israel. So if a guy raised the sheep 99%, then I buy it. I don't have to give Rishus Hageiz. Why? Because most of it was grown by him. Just like it's a chutzlar, it's like a rabtova. But we learned, halokeach geiz tzon ovdei kochavim, pater mereshus hageiz. Right? Hatzono ligzos chayev. But if it's your sheep and he sheared, you're chayev. Says Rashi on the bottom, afal pi shegad lo hageizim etzel ovdei kochavim, even though it grew by the guy. That's not an answer. So it was stuck. So the Gemara says, mastisin tilo krabeloi. That's right. That mission is not like krabeloi. That's right. According to that, that would be true. Rabbi Lai argues on that. Now, e ma truma mi min al she'eno mino lo. Just like my truma, you can't say, you know, my family loves apples. I'm not going to give truma from apples. But I'll give double from oranges. Because oranges nobody likes. So I'll give double from oranges. Can you do that? No, you can't do that. So af rachis agaz mi min al she'eno mino lo. You can't do that for rachis agaz either. Now, I'm not sure what that means, because you're only giving it from sheep. So it means black sheep and white sheep. Different kinds of sheep. Okay. How do you know you can't do that by truma? How do you know you can't do that? The Tanya, because it says, you have two different species of te'enim. Shechoros v'levon, black and white ones. Or two different kinds of wheat. Ein tarmin u'ma'isrim mizal zeh. You're not allowed to do one for the other. Nobody likes the black wheat by us. But the white wheat they like. So I'll give double. You can't do that. Beshame omrim, ein tarmin. Beshame says you can't do that. Basil omim tarm. Basil says you can. Af reishis hageiz mimen al she'ein omino lo. So reishis hageiz you also can't do that. Maybe because why we're comparing reishis hageiz to truma. In you're right. You can't do that. You cannot do that. Reishis hageiz. Vatnan hayelo beis minim shufos ulavanos. You have two types of sheep. One's blackish and one is white. Machalo shufos. You can tell the black ones. Avalo lavanos, not the white ones. Zen nosin la'atzmo, v'zen nosin la'atzmo. You have to give on each one. We don't say, says Rashi, well, since you sold the black ones, so we're going to make you give double ratios against on the white ones. After all, they grew by you. We don't say that. What do you see from here? That we don't say, we just like by Truma, you don't give double apples if you don't like apple. You don't do double. So to ratios against, you don't do that either. Okay? Elameyata, but one second. But the same Where is this Mishnah? This is our Mishnah. Our Mishnah. Seifa, the Seifa said, Diktani, Zecharim, males, Avalona Kevos, but not females. Zen Nosin La'atzmo, V'zen Nosin La'atzmo. In other words, if you have males and females, and you only sell the females, again, the females is one story, and the males is another story. Well, is that two different meaning? That's not true. Hakinami Mishum the Chay meaning? No, they're two different meaning. They're both and the same sheep. Well, males and females. That's not a different min. So why would so it undermines what you said. You said that just like Truma, you can't give double from one and keep the other one. So by black and white sheep you can't do that either. And by males and females you also can't do it. It doesn't make any sense. So Gemara says, Ella Eitzah Tova Kamashman. No. When the Mishnah said that you should give black, we should give males and females, it wasn't to indicate that you can give one for the other, the two meanim. No, they're one mean. It's just a good law. It's a good idea to give ratios again for males and females. Why? The lace of lay may hide the rachich, because some are softer, or may hide the ocean, and some are harder. Some of the animals, the males, whatever. Halkanami, so too, eitz tova kamashmalan. It's a just good advice. The leitzev lei mitarvaihu, that you should give from both, but maybe you are allowed to give one on the other, and it's not a riot of Rabbi Eloi. Maybe you are. We don't have an answer. E ma truma. What about my truma? Beinon reishis shashireha nikarin. That by truma, you're not allowed to give your whole field as truma. You're a very generous person. I'm going to give all my whole thing to Truma. Everything, you're not going to do that. You have to keep back for yourself. You have to keep back for yourself. Af, Rashis Hagez, Shashir Nikarin. How do I understand that Rashis Hagez? What do I need wool? I don't need wool. I'll give all the wool to the Kohen. What a tzaddik I am. How do I know you can't do that? Right? In, yes, you're right. You're right. Just like by Truma, you can't do that. By Rashis Hagez, you also can't do that. You can't give it all away. Dvatnan. Ha'omer, call Geroni Truma. All my warehouse is Truma. My whole silo is all Truma. Call Isasi Chala. All the dough is Chala. I'm not going to keep one morsel for myself. Lo Omar Klum. That's nothing. Ha'kol Gizai Rashis Devar of Kayamin. But for Rashis again, you could say that. Fatani Idach, another one says, no, Lo Omar Klum. Didn't say, that's not, it's also nothing. Why is it nothing? You have to leave something over, just like by Truma. Elalav Shma Minah. So there's two opinions here. Ha, Rabbi Eloi. The first one that said that you. Ha, Rabbi Eloi. The first one's Rabbi Eloi?
Second one.
Must be the second one.
Yes.
Ha, Rabbanan Shma Minah. It's a raya that at least Rabbi Eloi holds, just like by Truma, you can't give it all away. Okay. So. We said in this Mishnah, right? So now the Gemara is really finished. So just a very interesting thing. There were five ways. There were five in issues that Rabbi Eloi held is compared to Truma and Reishis Hagez. Five ways. What are the five? Number one, they don't apply in Chutz Laretz. Number two, that they're not mitzdarif over 2 years. Right? Number three, they don't apply if it grew by a goy, right? Number four, you can't give one species for another species. Can't do that. And number five, you can't give the whole thing. You have to leave over something for yourself. Okay, those are the five. Okay? Now, when it comes to the Rambam only wrote that it holds like Rabbi Eloi in only one of the five.
I'll tell you which one.
I'll tell you which one. The one about that it doesn't apply in Chutz Laretz. The one about in Chutz Laretz, the Rambam held like him. But the other four, the Rambam did not hold like him. So that's Akasha. Why did the Rambam do that? He only held like him in only one of them.
That's
right?
The main thing.
What?
That's the main thing that doesn't apply in Chutz Laretz. So you don't have to give any of the other four.
Really? So the answer is, the Kesef, it's a good question. There are five comparisons, and Rambam was like one of them. The answer is, because right now, look what the Gemara says. Amar of Nachan by Yitzchak, Ha'idna, now, Noheg Alma Kahani Tla Savi. We hold like the three like these three elders, right? And one of them is going to be Savar K'Rabbi Eloi, number one Rabbi Eloi, Bereishis HaGeiz, regarding what? Only regarding Chutz La'aretz. That's why the Rambam only held him in one. Only the Gemara only said by one, I held him. Says the Rambam, I'm a simple Jew. What? I follow what it says. It says only by Chutz La'aretz, that's only holikim by Chutz La'aretz. Yeah. Yeah? Okay. Number two, the Tanya, Rabbi Eloi Omer, Reishis HaGeiz, Einu Rovei Gala Baretz. That's the only one the Gemara paskins like him. Says the Rambam, it's the only one paskins like him. Number two, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, the Divrei Torah. Yehuda ben Beseira, when it comes to Divrei Torah, the Tanya, Yehuda ben Beseira Omer, Ein Divrei Torah Mekabel Tumah. Divrei Torah is not Mekabel Tumah. What does that mean? I'll tell you what it means. It used to be, back in the day, Ezra made a takana, that anybody that's a Balkari, which means even if you're with your wife, in a mutter way, you're not allowed to learn Torah until you go to the mikvah. You're not allowed to daven until you go to the mikvah. Wow. Very, very, very few people. Even people that go, they go to the mikvah every day. I understand, but they still don't hold from this. Because if you're with your wife at night, then you go to the mikvah at night. Nobody does that. Nobody does that. And then they have to go to the mikvah before Shacharis. So many do. Many do. Right. But they can't pick up a sefer after that. I'm not sure who holds from that. People go every day, 100%. It's a big, very nice, wonderful. I understand. But even if you go to every day, you don't hold from this. Nobody holds from this. Like, I can't imagine somebody who goes to the mikvah at night. And they're not going to say Kriya Shema Lamita because they're with their wife. I find that hard to believe. I don't think anyone does that. I don't know. Maybe some gedol. I don't know. No one does this. Yeah, they go every day. Okay. It's very beautiful. It's fine. Number two. Well, that was number two. But Tosfos asks, not here. He asks it in... Oh, no, here. No, not here. Somewhere else. It's in Masechta Baba Kama. How can everyone be Maseir be Mevatel L'Gzeira from Ezra? Ezra made a takana that you have to hold from this. How did he come along and just wipe it away? How did he do that? We know you're not allowed to do that. Right? So he gives three answers. One answer, he says, is that Ezra said, I'm only making this takana, but anybody else can come along and get away with it.
For now.
For now, right. Yeah. So he gives another answer.
Oh, that's not uncommon.
What?
It's not uncommon.
Yeah.
Make one up. Arusha.
Arusha. That's another similar answer. The Tosfos says, it was never makabel by Rav Kleisel anyway. Only the Yechidim only held. No, even when Ezra said it, no one listened to him. Right? Only Yechidim. Even when he said it. So for sure now, sure, right? And Ezra, same answer. Ezra was masaking it only as a voluntary thing. If anybody wants to hold from this, it'll be really special. But the homona, you don't have to. It wasn't an imposition. You know, mamash takana, like you're not allowed to, you know, ride a horse on Shabbos. That's mamash takana. It wasn't like that. Ezra said, anybody wants to be a milo, want to have a milo in your life, that you should hold from this. Okay.
As Ezra said, what about Kerry?
That it can't learn.
Can't learn. Unless
he goes to the mikvah first.
And
Rabbi Yosef said he can. Like I said, who? Yeah, people. I said people go every day. That's true. But at night, after you're with your wife, you can't pick up a sefer. People hold from that.
If you don't live near a mikvah, you're up a creek. Then.
What? Who doesn't live near a mikvah?
I'm saying back then or whatever.
Everyone always lived near a mikvah. Always. Even everyone always lived near a mikvah.
You go to the creek then.
It's a derogatory term about
Kerry. Right.
For
Mutter Act. Right. It's a Mutter Act. No question about it. And number three, Kerb Yoshia, Biklayim, Titania, Reb Yoshia Omer, Lolomin Chayiv Achiz Sheyizra, Chita Vesaor Vacharten, Bempelet Yad. You're only going to be Chayiv if you have a wheat, a barley, and then a grape seed in one shot, and you do it at one shot. You need three. What do you call it? Three different species: the grape and two others. Okay.
You planted it all at the same time.
No, you're not allowed to do that. Right. That's chayiv. Okay. Next.
How many plant two? You're not chayiv.
Maybe not chayiv daraisa. Next. Then we said that chomer bizroa. That Reishis HaGeiz is more machmir than Zeroa v'lechayayim v'keva, right? So, like, the truth is, like, what kind of mission is that? We're going to have it again later tomorrow. What kind of thing is that? Ratio of gays is more machmir than shatnas. Because this, what kind of comparison is this?
Why? It's two machmir kahuna.
What? What does it have to do with each other? So, chomer betroa, fulusni, chomer beratius of gays, ratio of gays is much more machmir. Shinori betrefos. Because it applies to, let's say, animals not gonna make it. Still have to give the wool. Mashain came, bimatanos. Matanos, you don't have to give matanos on an animal trefo, you don't eat it. Right? So the Gemara says, and we didn't mention that. Amar Ravina, Hamani, Rab Shimon, this goes like Rab Shimon, Tatanya, Rab Shimon Potter, it's a trefa, it's Mashia's a gaze. Taka. If you have a trefa, you don't have to give Mashia's a gaze either. Why not? You're not eating it? That's Rab Shimon held. My time with Rab Shimon, what's the reason for that? Y'all left Nasina, Nasina, Mimatanos. It's a Xer Shava. Ma Matanos, trefa low. By Matanos, you can't give Matanos on a trefa, you can't eat the animal. It's a trefa. Ah, Mashia's a gaze, Nami, trefa low. So too, Mashia's a gaze. There's no ratios of gaze on a trefa. V yalef nesina nesina mi matanos. So why are we learning out nesina nesina from matanos? Yalef nelef nesina nesina mi truma. What are not from truma? Ma truma be eretz in bechutz laaretz low. Af ratios of gaze but eretz nami be eretz in bechutz laaretz low. Alam matana. Why do we learn ratios of gaze noig be eretz in bechutz laaretz? Even though we just said before we don't hold like that.
Right.
Ella hayna time of derb shemun. Another reason. Yalef tzon mi meiser. Tzon from Meiser what? Meiser Behema. I think it's Meiser Behema, right? Yeah. Tzon from where? Mi Meiser Behema. Yes. Ma Meiser Trefa Lo Afreshes Hagaz Trefa Lo. There's no Meiser Behema on a Trefa. So too, there's no Afreshes Hagaz on a Trefa. For Hasam and Olam, how do you know there's no Meiser on a Trefa? The Tanya, the Ksivit says, "Kol sheyavar tachas hashavet." Any animal that passes through the what? On the rod, right? Prat l'treifa she'ain overis. A treifa doesn't go through. You don't do that. V'leilif tzon mibachar. Why don't we learn from a bachar? Ma bachar af treifa afilu treifa. Because a bachar, even if it's a treifa, because it's born that way. So af reishis agez afilu treifa. So we compare Reishis Hagez to Bechor, or we could compare it to Meiser Behema. Says the Gemara, Mistabra mi Meiser Havale Lemelach. I think we're going to compare it. It makes more sense to compare it to Meiser. Why? There are seven things that Meiser has in common with Reishis Hagez. Number one, Zecharim. They only apply by males. Right? I'm sorry. They don't apply by males. Right? Reishis Hagez applies to a female, and Meiser applies to a female. Bechor only if it's a male. Meiser and Reishis Hagez are much more comparable. Right? Number two, Temeim. There's no issue of Tumah over here. Right? It only applies by kosher animals. Bechor applies by a non-kosher animal, by a donkey. Number three, Bimerubin. You need more than one. By Meiser, you need 10, and by Reishis Hagez, you need at least 2 or 5. By Bechor, all you need is one Bechor. Number four, Mirechem, right? A Bechor is born, is Kodesh, but when it's born. Meiser's not like that. Reishis Hagez is not like that. Number five, Adam, right? This doesn't apply by people. Bechor does apply by people. Number six, Pashut. It doesn't apply, it's regular animals.
What do you mean Bechor does apply by people?
Bechor does apply by people. Such a thing as Pidyon HaBen.
Yes,
so it applies to people. Meiser, you don't take every 10th person and give them to Hashem. You don't do Reishis Hagez on people. But by Bechor, you do, by people. Number six, Pashut. Regular animals. Bechor is not a regular animal. And number seven, Lefnei HaDibor. It's even applied, Bechor was before Matan Torah, right, in Parshas Bo, and the other two were not. Says the Gemara, Adarabba. But Bechor Havali Lemelef, there are eight ways, more than seven, eight ways Bechor and Bechor and Meiser Hagez are comparable. You have time to do all eight. Number one, Yasom. There's no Meiser Behema if the mother dies. If it's a Yasom, there's no Meiser Behema. Why? It's a Petur. Number two, Shalakho. Meiser Behema doesn't apply if you bought the animal. Bechor does. Number three is Shutfis. Number three is Shutfis. Right? Bukhar doesn't apply by Shutfis. The other ones do. Number four, Nisano. That the others apply even if you give it as a gift. Maaseh Behemah does not. Number five, Bifnei. It apply only, Bukhar applies, whether or not you have a Beis HaMikdash. Maaseh only applies if you have a Beis HaMikdash. Bukhar even if you don't have a Beis HaMikdash. Number six, Kohen. Right? Maaseh Behemah, there's no Kohen involved. But Bukhar there is, and Reish HaSakev there is. Number seven, Bekedusha. Bukhar is Kadosh, the minute it's born. And Reish HaSakev is Kadosh, the minute it's growth. But by Maaseh, it's not like that. It has to go through the gate. And number eight, Mechira. The Kohen could sell the Reish HaSakev to whoever he wants. Right? And the same thing with the Bukhar. But with Maaseh, he can't do that. And the Hanach Nefishin, and it's more. So it's 8 speed 7. Says the Gemara, no. Pashut, be Pashut, Adiflay. The fact that you have a simple animal, Reishis Hagez, and a Maaseh, are much better than the fact that Bukhar is special than the minute it's born. Therefore, Bukhar loses, because Pashut and Pashut is better. Okay? And we'll stop here, and we'll pick up tomorrow on the top of Kuf Lamed Zayin. Everybody have a very good day.